Pan, scam, pandemic, creating the fear in bread and systemic. Statistics manipulated to distort morbidity, giving repeated lockdowns validity. Average numbers for the time of year, with COVID, to increase the fear. Pushed us to believe all the lies and shame. Then the miracle cure came into the frame. Safe and effective was lobbied around until victims were suddenly hitting the ground. Now the stats show an increase of those who are dying. But we're not being told this, just more of the lying. When three towers collapsed and 3,000 died, this clearly showed how they turn the tide. And many still believe the original text. We mask up and medicate, just joining the queue, whilst our loved ones still die, and we don't have a clue. To the cause and effect that reduces, is eugenics the elephant in the room? We need to find out the truth pretty soon, or we end up digging our very own tomb, whilst the elite go jetting off up to the moon.
Well, Des K, thank you and welcome to the show. Great little poem there. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself for us?
Yes, I'm Des K. I'm over in Southwest London, and I'm always been concerned about the environment. So I'm quite a active environmentalist, and my emphasis is really on reuse and repair. I've got a warehouse with a charity that I started over in 1985, and this warehouse takes things from people who would normally take it to the waste transfer station, and it would end up in landfill. So we've got this warehouse we call the Circulatory to keep things moving around. And it's going very well and keeping me very busy.
Well, how on earth do you fit that in with being a poet and a children's entertainer? Because I understand you do that as well.
Yes, I do. I've got some shows, one of them which is called The Amazing Cycle Powered Answer to Everything Machine. And it introduces my charity called the Save the World Club, and that keeps people empowered and gives them a sense of responsibility and feeling that they're part of an umbrella organisation rather than out there isolated or on their own trying to save the world. So it keeps me busy, and it's all pretty well full time, but it's great fun, and I do a lot of playing and enjoying my life.
Now, listen, you talking about being an environmentalist. There's a lot of us out there, maybe even some of them can remember the days of the old Ecology Party, but there's been a kind of a split in the green movement where there is the people who are going more towards this net zero direction, which is King Charles. I mean, he was an environmentalist himself. He was the boss of the Soil Association for a long time. And so he is taking us off into this, what a lot of people are questioning, whether a market solution is the right thing. And this whole idea of really getting rid of all fossil fuels, coal, oil, gas. And some people see that as a bit extreme, since we don't really have, so when I was growing up, and you too, Des, you know, you could get around on a bus for, what was it, a shilling or 5p to go pretty much anywhere. And they were frequent. There would be a bus about every 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes, whatever. But you never really had to worry about trying to find one to get anywhere, and the streets were pretty empty. There was a few cars down the street, but that was it. And so everyone could get around on the trains, the buses, the tubes for next to nothing. Now, of course, that's not the case.
Indeed not. But I'm more concerned about the Great Reset, you know, which is what King Charles is also promoting. And this idea where, you know, we move on to digital currency, so we won't be worrying about our 5p for a bus ride anymore. But at the same time, they'll have tremendous power. There'll be tremendous power that will dominate us. And if we're naughty and we protest, anything like that, we will be punished. And it looks quite feasible that our money will no longer be ours unless we behave ourselves. So there's some very sinister stuff happening. What with that and the pandemic, because it is a pandemic, you know, it's clearly a plan. There's a wonderful doctor called Dr. John Campbell, who looks at all the statistics and draws conclusions from official sources.
Well, I mean, he's an interesting guy, isn't he? Because he started off as pretty much behind the whole thing, you know, lockdown, let's discover what this is. And as things have moved on, he's become more and more sceptical about the whole thing.
Indeed he has. And, I think he's got a very good, clear idea what goes on, but he's been very cautious in his presentations because he has been closed down once. And it's quite frightening, really, to think about the amount of censorship that's going on now and how one is unable to talk about vaccinations and various various aspects of what's going on.
Anyway, so what do you make of all this move towards things like, I mean, we've got a big push for electric cars in London there. I mean, the biggest thing in London for you, I suppose, in Kingston, is there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people in that part of the city are suddenly going to have to start paying a daily charge to drive anywhere, even if it's just down to the Laundrette or to your place, for example.
At least we're not on 15-minute cities yet, which is, you know, which is the ultimate, isn't it, to actually restrict our movements. But at the same time, I'm quite optimistic that when it comes down to it, that they're just not going to be in control of this tool. We'll be taking it. Our futures into our own hands. So it is, it's very interesting. As the Chinese say, as a curse, we live in interesting times, and I think that we're kind of poised at the moment on a precipice, whether or not we're going to go along with this great reset, or whether or not we're actually going to go on to being human beings again and loving each other and getting the organisers and the people that want us to conform to all this arrested and locked up, because their aims are really to get the population down. And it's getting clearer and clearer, and more people are waking up to this fact.
Okay, well, look, what about, the Green Movement is interesting, and the party particularly. I mean, you and I have been regulars at the Green Gathering for many years, now no longer welcome. But it seems to me as if something's happening to the Green Party. I mean, here in Bristol, next year, in 2024, it looks likely that we'll have a Green council leader for the first time. So as the Greens are getting closer to power, it looks almost as if they're becoming more part of the establishment and shutting out the people like you and I have been supporting them over the years.
Well, absolutely. And, I'm not a political animal, because I think it definitely corrupts. And I don't feel that any of that is really going to be as relevant in the future as we engage within our own communities and get more involved in looking after each other. So It is all a little bit grim, you know. They ousted me from the Green Gathering after 30 years of contributing because I made this little sculptural thing called The Elephant in the Room about 9/11, because, you know, 9/11 is just so obviously set up, and the buildings that fell were all wired for demolition, and it so clearly shows, if you see the film footage, the way the buildings just fall straight down in their own footprint at the speed of gravity, which just is impossible to happen without them being wired up for demolition. So that you know, I thought, well, that's it, you know, that's they've been revealed, the truth has been revealed, and it's not going to last. And yet, you know, here we are 22 years later, and people still believe in the official narrative. And but as I say, there's a lot of awareness, a lot more people waking up to this fact.
Okay, so what's the best way to follow your work online, Des?
Well, you can look up Save the World Club. I mean, when, you know, as I say, I'm not a political animal, and it's more to do with community and getting together with others. So savetheworldclub.org is the website. And anyone can join, and let's make this world into a beautiful future for our children, rather than this dystopian nightmare which seems to be the intention of a small group of people who wield a lot of power.
Well, and also your recycling charity sounds interesting. If anyone's in Southwest London and wants to come and, how does it all work?
Yeah, we've got this wonderful warehouse where if anybody's going to be taking stuff over to the dump or the waste transfer station, they have the choice of bringing it over to us, and anything that would normally put into landfill is recirculated and reused. And we've got a warehouse with 10,000 objects in it now. You're welcome to come here. And
what sort of things are in there?
Well, absolutely everything. It's we've got more stuff than Harrods, I tell you. And it's there for the taking for people. If they haven't got any money, then they can just have it for a total price. Or if they have got money, it obviously supports the charity. And on the other hand, if you're refugees or homeless people, we kind of furnish their properties. You know, when I say homeless people, I mean homeless people who end up being given a flat by the council with just like one refrigerator, one fridge freezer, and that's it, you know. And then they've got to tend to fend for themselves and get their own furniture. And that's what.
Okay, so whereabouts do people find that? What's the easiest way to find that then, Des?
KT12EH.
So that's KT12EH for Harold, yeah?
One, yeah.
Okay, and what street is it in?
It's in South Sea Road. South Sea, as in the southern waters, oceans, South Sea.
South Sea Road, that sounds like.
Yeah, number 18, South Sea Road.
Is there a website for it too?
That's all the Save the World Club website. It's all on our Save the World Club.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, Des Kay. Thanks very much for your poem, and thanks very much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. And best of luck with you, Tony. And I think between us, we're going to make the world a better place.
We certainly are. We're giving it a crack, that's for sure. All right. Thanks, Des.